Hello, and welcome to the Milk and Cookies podcast for kids. Today on this episode, we have a guest star. Her name is Sahani. She'll be talking to us about what kind of books she likes to read. So, let's get started. Today on this episode, we have Sputnik's Guide to Life on Earth and Trading Faces. Sahani, which book do you like out of these two?
I like Trading Faces.
So, Sahani, why do you like to read fiction?
Well, Ashni, I like to read fiction because I get to immerse myself in magical lands. That's a great question.
Ah, yes, Sahani. Me too. On this episode, we're going to start with Trading Faces by Julia DeVillers and Jennifer Voy. Trading Faces is about identical twin sisters, Emma, the smart one, and Peyton, the popular one, who start 7th grade at a brand new school and discover they've been assigned entirely different schedules, so when they get sick of their respective cliques, they secretly switch places. This book is unique because each chapter switches between one of the twins' point of view. The first chapter starts with Emma's, then Peyton's, then Emma's, so forth, so forth. This book makes a very compelling read who thinks it would be awesome to have a twin, or does have a twin. This book is 269 pages and ages 9 to 13. If you liked this book by Julia DeVillers and Jennifer Voy, be sure to read Girls Acting Catty by Leslie Margolis, Cali for President by Robin Wasserman, and The Melting of Maggie Bean by T.R. Burns. Now let's talk about Sputnik's Guide to Life on Earth. Prez knows that the best way to keep track of things is to make a list. That's important when you have a grandfather who is constantly forgetting things, and it's especially important when your grandfather can't care for you anymore and you have to go live with a foster family out in the country. Prez is still learning to fit in at his new home when he answers the door to meet Sputnik, a kid who is more than a little strange. First, he can hear what Prez is thinking. Second, he looks like a dog to everyone except Prez. Third, he can manipulate the laws of space and time. Sputnik, it turns out, is an alien, and he's got a mission that requires Prez's help. The Earth has been marked for destruction, and the only way they can stop it is to compile a list of 10 reasons why the Earth should be saved. Thus begins one of the most fun and eventful summers of Prez's life, as he and Sputnik set out on a journey to compile the most important list he has ever made, and discover just what makes our world so remarkable. Don't we all just want to explore space sometimes? Well, you can do exactly that when you read Sputnik's Guide to Life on Earth. This book is 336 pages long and ages 10 to 13, grades 5 to 8. If you like this book, be sure to read The Bone Sparrow, Let's Pretend We Never Met, and Midnight at the Electric. Remember, if you've read any of the books that we've suggested, please drop us a note down below in the comments. I love hearing what you think, and your opinion might just be shown on another episode of ours. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Milk and Cookies Book Club. I'll catch you later.